Homework. M. Ray Perryman, Texas Border Business. Among the many ways in which the COVID-19 pandemic permanently altered the world, one which is clearly having a lasting effect is the dynamics of where and when we work. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics recently released the 2023 American Time Use Survey, which offered some revealing insights into how we spend our days, as well as variations by gender, race, ethnicity, education level, age, and income. Last year, about 35% of employed people did some or all of their work from home. That's about equal to the 2022 rate and well above the pre-pandemic level of 24% in 2019. Although some companies are engaged in concerted efforts to bring workers back into the office, others have accepted this new reality. Many firms use a hybrid method, with employees expected to be in person for certain periods. A number of studies have sought to determine the effects of working from home on productivity, and the results vary depending on the approach and sample being examined. It can be a great option for some situations, allowing firms to tap into a broader workforce pool and offering employees additional opportunities and flexibility. In other cases, however, it may reduce job satisfaction, efficiency, and productivity. Obviously, the work-at-home option is only relevant for certain types of jobs, generally management, financial, professional, and office administration. It is slightly more common among women than men, and almost half of people with multiple jobs do some of their work remotely. Those with advanced degrees were most likely to do at least part of their job at home, about 54%, followed by bachelor's degree holders, 51%, and those with some college, almost 27%. Approximately 22% of high school graduates did some part of their work from home, compared to only 11% of those with less educational attainment. The survey also delves into the amount of time spent on housework of various kinds, childcare, training, and leisure by type, among other things. Although the patterns have shifted dramatically over the past few decades, women still tend to spend more hours on the household and children, while men tend to spend more hours on their jobs. Work from home can be an important part of the solution as we seek to address worker shortages in years ahead. It removes geographical constraints and creates an incentive for some individuals to remain in the labor force. However, it's not a good fit for every circumstance, job, or personality. There has also been fallout for commercial real estate as well as office morale and camaraderie. We may well see more people in the office in the years to come, but there's little doubt that pre-COVID-19 levels will not be restored. Stay safe.